This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geeso Customer Care. My name is Haley. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Sandra with XPO Logistics. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, ma'am. I'm not sure if we're going to need a breeze coat, but we were calling just basically to get some information. Let me give you that order number.
Okay, go ahead.
7712-0198.
Give me 1 second. The system has been a little slow today. All right. And can you verify the name and address of the order we're looking at today?
Yes, ma'am. The first name is I-A-N-E-L-Y-S, last name Hernandez, 65 Mutiny Place, Key Largo, Florida, 33037.
Awesome. And what was going on today?
Yes, ma'am. Now, I had my tech on the back line, and he was calling in reference to the water line for the refrigerator. He stated that the refrigerator is too large to get into the opening to the room where it's going to be installed, even when they take the doors off. So he explained that to the customer. The customer requested that he deliver the unit upstairs and that he was going to call Best Buy to reschedule to try to get the same unit back into the same space that will not fit. And my tech wants to know, does he have to deliver that unit upstairs because it's not going to fit in the install site? It's not going to fit through the doors. The customer needs an exchange. So we were hoping maybe if he heard it from Best Buy that he would need an exchange, that our tech wouldn't have to do double work and take it upstairs just to get it rescheduled to come back and bring it downstairs and it's not going to fit in.
No, yeah, I get that completely. And technically, due to scope of work, yes, he would have to bring it upstairs. It does say you can go upstairs at least like one set of stairs, I believe, in the scope of work. But
okay.
Let me call the client and explain that to them just so we can see if you guys don't have to do that because it does sound pretty pointless. But
yes,
let me reach out to them really quick.
Thank you so much.
So he didn't answer, but I am asking one of my operatives just to help me, like, advise you guys on what to do, because it doesn't make sense to bring it all the way upstairs just to bring it back down. So I'm just waiting on their response, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. I'm going to put you on another brief hold. Hopefully when I come back,
yes,
I'll have an answer
ma'am.
For you. Okay. All right. Just a sec. Okay, I have good news.
Yes, ma'am.
So, my operative did get back to me and said if it is a no fit, the client can have it dropped off, but he would have to get it up the stairs himself, or it can be taken back by you guys, and he can reselect another unit.
Okay, I will let my text know, so we don't even need a breeze coat.
Alrighty, I did make one anyways, and it should show in the notes, just in case.
Oh, okay, can I have it, if I could put it in my notes?
Yeah, it is going to be 284-885-869.
And that's 284-885-869.
Correct.
Okay, so the customer would have to get it, since it's a no-fit, the customer would have to move it upstairs if that's where he wanted it, or our guys could bring it back.
Yes, and then he can reselect another one.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help today.
You are very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for using XPO. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.